Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Skinny on Interracial Romance. I am one of your hosts, Latrivia Nelson, and I have with me today my fiancé, Bruce Welch. Say hello, Bruce.
Hello, ladies and jelly spoons.
We had a wonderful evening last night. We went to see Slash in concert at Memphis in May. I have to tell you that if you have the opportunity to go to Memphis in May, don't miss out. Really, really excited about just the summer in general. We have some great things coming up, and we're just elated about it. One of the great things to lead off, you know, for this wonderful season is the drop of Highness. It was a Lonely Heart series book, and happy that, you know, it finally got out there and that people received it very well. And just looking so forward to being able to share it with all of our fans. Want to send a happy, happy morning, Saturday morning, to all of my Love Pub members who are out there right now, either reading the book this Saturday or getting ready. It's sort of weird because it's Saturday, and it's not just any Saturday. It's the Saturday of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. So if you are like Shag and I, you're really looking forward to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have my feelings on it. I know it's going to be an awesome, amazing fight, and looking really forward to watching the show. Or should I say watching the fight? It's going to be a show, though.
Oh, yeah. 5 years in the making, baby.
So it's just, a jam-packed Saturday, jam-packed weekend. Wanted to talk about the Highness. So if you have questions about the Highness, you know, you can always give us a call. Guest call-in number is 602-653-1878. That's 602-753-1878. So give us a call if you have any questions. Of course, we always pay attention to the questions that are posted on the Love Pub for those who may have questions. I know that we were supposed to do a book discussion today, but a lot of our readers reached out to us and said, I'm not done yet, so don't do the full discussion yet. So we're going to pick that up, I believe, on Monday, according to Karen. Yes, ma'am. Also, I'm really happy about the fact that the paperback will be out this week. So for all of you who are into, if you're really into the tangible book, then by all means, give us a shout, order your book online. You can order it on my website. Of course, you can order it on Amazon, or if you're a Barnes & Noble person, you can order it there. Be in a bunch of different different places that you can go in and order the book. But what is Highness about? So we've talked about it. Essentially, when you think about the story of Prince Michael and you think about hope, the story itself is about finding love without looking for it. It's about sacrificing for love once you find it. And it's about not giving in to the pressures of other people's desires for your life, but making sure that you make love the priority. And that was what was so special about this book. It's one of those situations where you can definitely appreciate all the love and admiration in this book. For me, I have to say that one of the things that I was concerned about, every book isn't for every reader, and I realized that. For me, with the Lonely Heart series, it's supposed to be light. It's supposed to be loving. It's supposed to be caring. And this is the first book in the Lonely Heart series that we have two parts for. There were some questions that were brought up about why was there part two. And this book is 377 pages. So there had to be a part two in order to adequately tell the story. I had a choice. I could either do a one-part book at 377 pages and end it abruptly with too many questions out there on the table after, well, what happened? You didn't really clarify what happened with this, that, or the other.
Right, or, there's always going to be questions after every book.
Yeah, but a lot of times a good author will answer the questions that they know the readers are anticipating. You know, like you go to the movies and you see a movie and you're like, well, there's got to be a second part, and when it is, you feel awesome about it. But it's so like, could you even imagine watching The Hobbit, just the first part?
I remember going to the theater and seeing Lord of the Rings for the first time, and the very open-ended ending.
Yeah.
Walking out of there with a WTF feeling.
Exactly. So for me, Highness, in order to adequately cover the steps of their relationship, from her going from an artist who was down in Mississippi doing her thing, not bothering anybody, to being in a relationship with a prince, to advance into these other parts of their relationship, it was not going to all happen in one book. And so that's why there was two parts of the book, because I wanted to make a complete thought, but obviously 377 pages in, I realized that that complete thought was going to have to take place in two books. So I hope that I'm answering that fully for those who may be at the Love Pub and those who are reading books in general and just said, you know, what's up with the two and three part books. For me, it's a story that goes on and on and on, and it needs its own section. And, you know, if you drop a 600, 700-page book, I've done that before, but it takes a while. And sometimes you want to just get the first thought out first. So there will be a second part to Highness, which will drop later this fall. Of course, I have just given up on giving dates. I know authors normally give dates. I've just decided that that's just not possible. Life is too much like life. Can't always give a date in terms of when something is going to happen when you have so many other things going on. So what I've just decided to do is give you a season. I know it'll be out that season, just not sure the date.
That's very true. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we all know life is unpredictable.
It is very unpredictable.
And especially being with me.
Never know what city you'll wake up in. So, yeah, if you have any questions, give us a call at 602-753-1878. That's 602-753-1878. A lot of people wanted to know, like, will Talia come back? And will she have a part in Highness 2? Yes. I hate her character and love it at the same time, but of course she can't be done. And I think
key phrase character.
Yeah, one of the things that I liked about it is how open ended the chapter when the book was ending. Talia and Hope were having a big discussion, I think, that dealt with elitism and socioeconomics and racism, the whole nine, and Hope was like, this isn't over. And no, it's not over. Part two is going to be insane, and it's definitely going to have a lot of different moving parts in terms of people and conspiracies. Could you even imagine the Prince of England coming over to America, finding someone to that he fell in love with, and taking her back and her possibly being the Queen of England?
Well, I have to say, speak personally for a man of such posterity and royalty and wealth and being able to shed the bonds of his position and live the life of a simple man. But I think it would be eye-opening experience.
Well, on top, yeah, I agree it would be eye-opening, but can you even imagine the media frenzy behind it?
Well, it'd be the media frenzy should they find out, but this is a book definitely where he steps away from his position and his posterity and he finds true love. But now he's been violently thrust back into the spotlight.
Right.
And like you're saying, this is a woman who potentially from America.
America.
And not only America, I mean, we're not talking Los Angeles, we're not talking New York, we're not talking Chicago, we're talking about South Haven, which is like a stone's throw away from Memphis, Tennessee.
It's like Hernando.
Yeah. I mean, and this little gal here is fixing to be the Queen of England.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Could you even imagine every time the Kardashians do anything.
They sneeze or fart, you know, it makes us.
It makes the papers, the news. So I think something on this level would be so scandalous. It would honestly be like part of conversations across the world. And I wanted to talk about the pressures of that. And someone who was so quiet and, you know, someone who was used to having their own privacy, as Hope was, to go from that to ending up in a situation where everybody knew who she was, what she was doing, who she dated.
Yeah, definitely one of those. It's, you know, she didn't ask for this. She didn't ask to be in a car accident. She didn't ask to be blinded temporarily. But all of a sudden, she has this awakening. You know, her sight returns. She finds out who the guy she's in love with actually is. And not only does she regain her sight, but, you know, she's got the flashing cameras and the paparazzi and everybody in her face. You know, she didn't ask for that.
No. And, you know, it sounds exciting, but when you really think about it, I mean, it could be really scary.
Terrifying.
I know I would be a little terrified if I had a situation like that. So, yeah, Highness is definitely what I would tell anybody if they told me, you know, to give me a little short blurb about it, what it is. It's about one man falling in love madly with another woman and having to readjust his entire life and her having to readjust her entire life so that they can be together.
Oh, definitely.
And
ladies, what would y'all do?
I'm going to be honest. If I met you and found out you were a prince, which I think is pretty cool because your family traced its line back to
Robert de Bruce.
Yeah. This is your name.
King of Scotland.
Yeah. So it's like you're a direct descendant. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I honestly didn't know that until the book was almost over. So it didn't even give me the idea, which is really weird. I thought that was pretty awesome. And it's amazing what you can find out regarding genetics these days. So, you know, if I found out not that you were a direct descendant, but that you were literally at that time like the prince of some country, I would be a little concerned about where our relationship was headed. Even though I loved you, I'd be like, so how are we going to handle this? I would do it. Don't get me wrong, but I would be like, oh, my goodness, I have stepped into definitely some complicated, a new complicated situation.
Well, I would think, you know, with most ladies, it'd be, yeah, there's the excitement and the surprise, but it's also a little insulting.
What do you mean?
Insulting the fact, it's like, you know, why weren't you honest with me?
And that's the whole...
You know, thing about the book, it's like, you know, he has concealed who he was.
Only for a while.
Only for a while. But I'd have to say, I mean, man, woman, when you come to that fact, it's kind of like, you know, why didn't you tell me on the front end? Did you think I couldn't handle it? You've been lying to me this whole time. What else have you lied about? Is there anything else I should know?
That's true. No, but here's the thing, though. How would you feel if you found out that I was a princess?
Shocked.
Yeah.
Surprised.
Would you really give me the whole, what else do you not know about me if I told you that I was a princess?
Well, I mean, as a human being, I would think that I would have a lot of questions.
Really?
What are you doing here?
Okay.
And why have you lied to me this whole time?
I laughed to you for like 2 days. Chill out. Okay, so I wouldn't be a princess. Chill out.
Like, well, as many movies I've seen back in the day, it's like, are you betrothed to another? What are you running from?
Thank God in this world now, presently, we don't have to do the betrothal thing, but, you know, I'm sorry, it's just sort of funny.
Well, I mean, anybody seen the movies, kind of like, you know, oh, your family, my family, oh, we'd make a great match.
Yes.
Let's hook our kids up.
You know, that sort of leads into the Highlanders. I just started to sort of watch the series a little bit, and I feel it's really compelling. It's
about Outlander?
That's it.
Outlander.
That's it. I saw a couple of episodes of it. Thought it was a pretty cool movie. So that's great. But the second part of Highness, I think, is going to be a lot of fun because, first of all, will it be 377 pages? I don't think so. No. I don't think so. You're getting a lot in my mind as an author for $2.99. I like for people to feel like for less than a cup of coffee, a really good cup of Starbucks coffee, I can get a full story. And I hope that that is like one of the reasons why people, you know, support my work so much is because you do know that you're going to, without a shadow of a doubt, get a really good entertainment for $2.99. Like you go to the movies, you can't finish a book in 2 hours, but you go to the movies and you watch a show and you spend what, $20? $50?
Yeah, it depends on the popcorn and soft drinks, which they.
They should serve like Jack and Coke at the movie theater.
Well, I'd agree if you're going to charge that price, you might as well serve booze with it.
Like I know the Paradiso, which is not far from my house, serves wine. But I always take the kids up there, so I never get an opportunity. I'm just going to start stuffing bottles of Jack into my purse. I'm just kidding.
Oh, we've all done it.
I'm just kidding.
There ain't a movie I've been to where I haven't snuck a bottle of Jack Daniels in.
A whole bottle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, none of your business.
That'll explain some things.
Hush.
Okay, so what's next? For me, there are several projects that are really important for me this year, should I say, because I'm still dealing with, in my mind, what's next in terms of this book, what's next for it, and what's next that's coming out in May. And everybody wants to know, is there going to be a book coming out in May? There will be a book coming out in May. I don't know what it is. We have Red and Blue that I would really like to come out in June or July. We have The Grunt 2, which fans are dying to have come out. We've got V8, which is the volume 8 of the Chronicles of Young Dmitri Medlov. We've got
V8. So like STD.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up. And so we've got
I'm just saying, it sounds like a zombie plague. But no, I'm joking.
V8 is coming out, and then got some new stuff that we're working on. And don't forget the 12 Alphas in 12 Months. It's a compilation of different authors who are going to be working on this project. I'm really excited about it. Working with some amazing ladies. My short story is in December, and it's Seeking Santa. It's a very short story. I'm going to tell you that now. It's not long. It's a short story. And it's an erotic Christmas tale.
And you said the name is Seeking Santa?
Seeking Santa.
No, I'm changing the name of that.
To what?
Belt Buckle Mistletoe.
You're nasty. Belt Buckle Mistletoe?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I keep you locked up, because of stuff like that. Okay, so this summer we're going to be dropping some new books and really excited about doing that. Here's the thing. This is weird. Doing a radio show at 11 in the morning, we normally do this 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a feeling that a lot of people are still. Are you a little tired? Because I'm a little tired from the night before.
Yeah, well, we rocked out the Slash, hit Bill Street in Memphis, Tennessee, you know. So I'm just a little bit tired.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit tired, too.
But we love all you guys.
Yes, and we love that you're going to definitely keep supporting Highness. Question, where can you get it? Okay, so if you have a Kindle, you can definitely get it on Amazon. If you have a Nook, you can get it on Barnes & Noble. If you have a Kobo, a little Kobo device, and you can get it on Kobo.com and a lot of other different outlets. So check it out. Tell us what you think about it, and we hope that you enjoy it. The next series, like I said, we've got several books in the Lonely Heart series. Gracie's Dirty Little Secret is almost done, but I don't know if it's ready yet. It's my first book in first person, and that makes me so nervous because I've never written a book in first person. So I think that we should do some love pub testing and just sort of put it out there and see how our pubsters feel about it. Speaking of which, if you are a fan and you like to talk about books, not just my books, but like to talk about books, the Trivia Nelson's Love Pub on Facebook is an awesome place to do that. We have amazing authors who come up and they share their books and share their work. We have an amazing group of about 1,200 women who talk about their books and their experiences and share photos of half-naked men. I need to take a photo of you and put it on there, half-naked. Will you let me do that?
Well, you won't let me take a picture of you half-naked.
No, absolutely not. Fine, then I'll just sneak my photo. And join us on Latrivia Nelson's Love Pub. We have some awesome administrators, and we have some wonderful people who are a part of it. So join us and have fun. It's not just about my books. It's about everything. So we'll be sharing more information about upcoming books there. Hold on just one second. Looks like we have a caller. Let's see here. Caller, are you with us?
Yes,
hello,
ma'am.
Caller. How are you?
Fine. It's Michelle Jackson.
Michelle! How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so glad to have you back in the mix.
Oh, yeah. I think I had to get myself together. I said, let me call in. I haven't been on the talk show in a while.
And yeah.
It's been a good morning. The
well, it's a wonderful morning talking to you. So how's life?
Yeah,
give
me
us an update.
Me is doing much better.
I'm
well,
good.
I'm walking with a cane now instead of the walker.
Good.
I've actually could bend my knee to 90 degrees now. That was one of the main goals we were trying to get.
Yes.
And next Friday I start outpatient physical therapy, so I'll start get more mobile. I'm going to go back to work part time the last 2 weeks of May before I return full time, so I won't exhaust myself immediately.
Yeah. Well, that'll be wonderful. Do you think they're going to have you doing some aquatic work?
Well, you know, right now I can't get underwater. I can take a shower, but I can't bathe or get the knee wet right now because I still have got the surgical glue. They use surgical glue instead of staples.
Okay.
And stitching. So right now I can't soak it. So we'll probably talk about that once, you know, I go back to my doctor on the 13th, my surgeon on the 13th. We'll probably talk about other types of therapy once the stitches dissolve and the glue comes off.
Well, I'm just so glad that you're feeling better. So, I mean, you're
thanks
just,
so much.
You know, you are definitely a big part of the Love Pub. And I know everybody who's listening knows, you know, how awesome you are. And I mean, we're just one big family. So I'm really glad that you're doing
thank
well.
So
glad that you're coming back and getting in the swing of things.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's...
I told Karen, I was like, I'm not going to post anything right now because I'm still taking the pain meds. And
right.
You don't want me talking on the pain meds because I say some really wild stuff.
Yeah, don't we all? That's all right, Michelle. Sometimes you just got to say
start
some wild stuff.
Start one conversation and wind up talking about something else. Oh, yeah. I phone
that's all right. We know
people talking to them.
Those lovely happy pills will make you go off on a tantrum.
Oh yeah, and if somebody says something stupid, I couldn't come back from what I'd say. You know, like, did your mother really birth you? Really? And go south from there.
Oh yeah, radio politics. Once you put it out there, you can't take it back.
That's the truth.
Oh well, usually I wouldn't care anyway.
So tell me,
love me, hate me, but this is me.
So tell me, it looks like we only have 4 minutes left on the show before they take us off, but I want to know, how does Michelle feel about Highness?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, epic. I love it. Michael needs to come to my house. we can do some freaky things together. And I love how Hope dealt with Vicky. I mean,
No, go on.
Her ex.
Yeah.
The
Sean
slap down for him was wonderful. Oh, he was such a penile attachment. Ugh.
I know, he was. And that was the fun part about writing it. I knew people were going to hate him, but I had to make him really hateable. Really, really, really hateable.
I
you have to love to hate him.
For the girl that didn't know about him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Bruce?
I was saying, like, in a character like that, you have to love to hate him.
Oh, yeah. And devise ways to get even with him.
Exactly.
Electrodes to the nuts, you know, stuff like that.
Well, you have a great story, needs a villain.
This is an electrocity. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we need to mark that down for possibly. What do you want to see in part two?
I like the idea of Michael coming to his own, and I'm a little disheartened the fact that Richard is sick. So his plans to be Michael and Hope, you know, just two people in love, living their life, looks like it's going to get, you know, derailed. I'd like him to be able to do what he wants, and if necessary, still step into that position, or maybe Richard recover. I don't know. But
right.
I'd like
I
to
love
be,
the idea.
That'd be a nice way to get everybody gets what they want in the end.
Yeah.
And I really want his mother to quit pushing him like he doesn't have his own brain.
Right.
But that's what mothers do. I have one.
I was about to say that, don't we? Oh, goodness. Look, I think every man who's listening, like, they had a butt clench right then.
Yeah. After factoring went way high.
So, yeah, I think that part two will show how Michael is coming into his own, adjusting to the situation, mm-hmm. and how Hope, you know, one thing about it is that even in 377 pages, I still didn't have enough pages to show just how strong she is. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, showing even more mm-hmm. in this part two how strong she is. And, you know.
There's a lot of hints at her strength, but like you say, you weren't able to expound on it, but there were a lot of hints that she had a lot of internal strength that she didn't even know about.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how a woman of such simplicity has to take on such a role of responsibility.
Exactly.
I mean, if she steps in and she commits herself to this guy, she's going to be the Queen of England.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she was just an artist down in Hernando, Mississippi.
Hernando, Mississippi.
Next thing you know, she falls in love with a guy, and she's the Queen of England.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see how she's going to be able to handle that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean,
she's going to goon squad to find Sean and give him a serious, epic beatdown.
Yes, you already know. I mean, at that part, I was like, okay, don't revert back to Dimitri's closet. Because I had some ideas there. It was like, this is overlapping.
Right?
Okay, so we got 30 seconds left. Michelle, thank you so much. Please call in next week. I feel like we don't ever have enough time. I know we're going to be all over the blocks, but let me just say, to use this 30 seconds to tell you, you are a phenomenal woman, and I am so glad that you are healthy again. You're getting healthy, and I pray God's blessings on you and that continues, and that you do well, because you, like I said, you're amazing. Every moment that I've known you,
thank
I've
you
just
so
been thoroughly impressed with you.
Thank you so much.
You're God bless
you,
sweetheart.
You're the bee's knees.
Thank you. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to our The Skinny on Interracial Romance. Take care.
Take care.